The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Stand for what's right and stand up to what's wrong. We must take America back, now and forever, with God in his rightful place. Then he will bless and protect the U.S. We must take America back. We must take America.
I am sure a lot of people have not heard that entire song, so there it is. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 12/12/17, and it's pitch black here in Central Texas, and we're not even into the shortest day of the year. This is depressing. Oh, boy. From Bill Still. He's been doing what everybody else has been doing, and that's putting little commercials up there before his presentation. So we'll not bore you with the paid promotion.
Brought to you by GV Computers.
GV Computers, okay. That's real nice. Who the hell is GV Computers? At any rate, this is... while I'm waiting for this to come up, Judge Roy Moore, I think the polls are open for another hour. I checked it a couple of hours ago. They didn't give a vote count, but they said he was about 8% ahead, which is pretty much what the polls said. Now, I don't know if this is a political trick that they just play every time to their own advantage for their own party, to maybe put out low poll numbers to excite people to get out and vote. But if we've noticed, even Fox News had the Democrat ahead of Roy Moore. And somebody had said, well, don't you remember all the polls when we voted for the president back in November of last year? What did all the polls say? Oh, they all had Hillary winning. It's because the pollsters lie. I mean, they're paid to lie. At any rate, this thing about Trump is not going away. The freak out victims out there because they didn't get Hillary, they're still going after Trump. And the talk is anew now. Okay, well, it looks like Judge Roy Moore is going to get in there. And what are they going to do when he gets to the U.S. Senate? I'll tell you what they're going to do. They're going to huff and puff and try to blow the man's house down. But he hasn't backed down. And once elected senator from his state, gee, maybe this is the basis for the second American Revolution. You know, I don't know, the unwarranted wars of the North and the aggression toward the South. Yeah. We pretty much know what we're going to get with Moore. And this guy, whew, he is going to be a real pain in their butt. He was talking about Senate votes today. I was watching One America News. And a very attractive woman, by the way, was interviewing him. And I'm thinking, I'm sitting there thinking, Judge, what's going through your mind? Are you sitting there? Are you bedazzled by this beautiful young woman sitting in front of you doing an interview? No, at his age, it's called, I'm flattered she's even talking to me. At any rate, this guy started to attack the 60-vote Senate deal. Oh, we've got to have 60 votes, you know, to introduce a bill on the floor and blah, blah, blah. And he said no. He says it's not constitutional. He says, what is constitutional? You introduce a bill, gets out of committee, it goes to the floor for a vote. That's constitutional. He said a lot of them will just duck and hide, and whether they cast their vote to make a vote on the vote is unconstitutional. See, this is the way to keep the politicians on public record. You know, this one thing they don't like. They don't like recordings, secret or otherwise. They don't like to be held to account because words, well, that's history. Once you speak a word, you can't take it back. You can modify it. You can declare that you didn't say it, but you know how that works out. If somebody has recorded what you've said, unless they've tampered with the recording, you said it. His thing on abortion, he was asked the question about Planned Parenthood. He said, not a dime. He says, where is it that this whole thing got concocted for women to have abortions and have the government pay for it? Well, where did that come from? So he's got a few people on the Hill. I mean, what this is going to be is a flash from the past. You're going to get a view of how people used to think and conduct themselves, or at least conduct themselves by the way people thought that they should think. Think about that one. Oh, and how they should act and how they should vote and how they should understand that, you know what, unconstitutional things really aren't a good thing to vote for. All right, Bill Still, you all charged up here. Woman offered $200,000 to file sex charges on Trump. By the way, that liberal lawyer and, yeah, oh, the yearbook. The reason why they didn't turn it over is because it was modified and forged. And I'm referring to Judge Roy Moore and the accuser that, see, look, everyone wrote it. He didn't write it. And the news is absolutely silent on this. Well, there's four women that were trotted out today that are have accused Trump of being Trump.
Who? Well, here it comes. The desperate Democrats are getting set up now for their final push in their weak attempt to bounce President Trump out of office. They have gotten rid of two of their most problematic members of Congress in hopes that this will set a sufficient precedent in the public mind to then use it against Trump. The latest Trump accuser is a woman named Summer Zervos, a contestant on The Apprentice in 2005. Last Tuesday, December 5th, Zervos appeared in New York City with, guess who? Attorney Gloria Allred. Zervos claims that Trump kissed her 12 years ago on the lips without her consent, twice no less. And on the second occasion, he grabbed her shoulder, placed his other hand on her breast, and pressed himself against her. In the B.O. era, before...
Hold on a second, guys. Guys, let me ask y'all a question. Have you ever in your life, maybe you were inebriated, maybe it was you took a little liberty under the, I don't know, the, what's that little Christmas thing that you kiss under the, maybe you were a little bit too loaded, maybe you weren't aware of your hand, but seriously, when have any of you guys out there done anything like that to a strange woman? I mean, think about this. You kiss them and you grab them and fondle them. Even when I was a kid, that was not considered consensual. And I think they even used that word way back then. This generally, men don't like rejection, okay? And if this is your best come on line, which is really a physical action and not just a cute little line you drop on a girl to get her attention. I mean, seriously. I mean, we knew way back when, and this has been the same for I can't tell you how long, if you're dropping hints that you're interested in a woman, you don't do it by fondling them and kissing them and sticking your tongue down their throat, okay? This is the latest invention that says that harassment in the workplace, which they're really... Here comes the liberal and feminist agenda, full bore right in your face, and ironically, it's now going on worldwide. Imagine that a program to change people's minds and the laws worldwide. Say it ain't so. That's never happened before, has it? Yeah. Sorry, Bill. I had to interrupt you there.
Obama, this would have met with the swift justice of a good slap in the face, unless the woman was there in his Beverly Hills hotel room to get something for herself. Well, what do you know? She's already admitted that she was there to try to get a job. Really, is this the best the deep state can dredge up? Trump has called her allegations false smears for personal fame and total lies. Consequently, Zervos is suing President Trump for defamation in New York for Trump's shocking rejoinder to her shocking allegations of a big, shocking 12-year-old nothing, if you ask me. Here's her performance with Gloria Allred from exactly 1 year ago.
President-elect Trump now has the opportunity to act presidential. Will he seize the opportunity?
What the hell? What the hell was that?
And accept my challenge?
I know. Folks, you can't see the video. But there's Gloria Allred sitting there with somebody. And she's making these noises as she's emotionally distraught. I was going to get crude there for a second and say that it sounded more like cooing sounds than it did anything else. Oh, my God. Let me back this up.
President-elect Trump now has the opportunity to act presidential. Will he seize the opportunity?
Well,
sorry.
You're sorry?
And accept my challenge?
For bad acting?
We will await
Oh.
The president-elect's response.
Oh. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, gosh. Oh. Oh, my goodness.
During the presidential campaign...
Oh, she straightened up, folks, Mr. just Trustee, in time to read her prepared statements. She was on the verge of just melting down.
That after the election, he would file lawsuits against me and the other accusers who claim that he sexually assaulted them. After he called me a liar, I was threatened, bullied, and saw my business targeted. I also suffered other repercussions, all because I chose to speak out and tell the truth. He now has the largest bully pulpit in the world, and he has not yet taken back his threat to sue me and the others who came forward. I want to make it clear that even though it is hard and painful to go up against the world's most powerful man, I will continue to speak the truth, and I refuse to be intimidated into silence.
Oh, boy.
I would like Mr. Trump to retract his statements about me and the others calling us liars and stated that what we said was fiction. Until he does retract, I will continue to speak out and tell the truth.
Oh, I'm sure, Pinocchio.
The truth is always the right option, and we'll win out in the end.
Oh, boy. Here it goes. Oh, she's just so emotionally distraught.
At a news conference today, another Trump accuser's complaint was that she gave Trump her telephone number, and he didn't call her.
Wow.
Huh?
Now, there's a rejection.
Off with his head. That's not sexual harassment. That's called the brush-off. Could it be that someone is paying some of these women, just as has been alleged that someone offered between $5,000 and $7,000 to any woman who stepped forward to make allegations about Roy Moore? Well, when it comes to President Trump, it turns out that the price goes up, way up. Investigators working for former Fox News host Bill O'Reilly have heard a tape recording of an anti-Trump attorney offering an unidentified woman $200,000 to file sexual harassment charges against presidential candidate Donald Trump. O'Reilly told Newsmax that his attorneys have heard this tape, though they are not yet in possession of it. It's related to my situation, and when the tape emerges, you will see why. I can't say any more than that. I'm still reporting from the one-time free speech capital of the world. Good day.
Thank you, Bill Still. Appreciate that very much. Oh, gosh. Gloria Allard. Wow. Hi. Profile, high-dollar feminist lawyer. And there is absolutely no doubt about that. You know, if you're a lawyer, what's political affiliation have to do with being a lawyer? Everybody's jumping on their bandwagons. And they seem to believe that because of their allegiance to their tribe or their party, that somehow they're on the good ship Lollipop and it's going to take care of them. See, folks, this is what's wrong in this country. We're being divided. We're being divided by a bunch of people's opinions and little think groups or snowflake groups, or I'm going to sit here and act like a literal child, even though that I am a full-blown adult, and cry and kick and scream literally and scream at the sky. Yeah. You know what cancels out all political agendas? It's called the Constitution. Well, it's like they've never heard of that before. Constitution. Look it up.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite.
Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Roman Polanski under investigation over a claim he molested 10-year-old girl in 1975. Isn't that a little bit out of the statute of limitations? Abdul from Minnesota. How you doing, Abdul?
I'm doing well, John. How you doing?
Good.
Good. I just need to be talked down for a second. I think I'm about to climb my roof and jump into a pile of snow. What the heck is going on? The clips you played with these ladies in that interview, that was incredible.
And the sounds were not of this earth. They were quite unnatural.
Either she's a really bad actor or she is just plain crazy. But the reason why I call in is because, like, what you're talking about tonight is exactly what my family and I discussed a couple weekends ago. And we're trying to figure out what the issue was with the state of affairs in America or in this country. And what you mentioned before we went to break was correct. It's called the Constitution.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not an expert of the Constitution at all. I need to go read it and study it and really get really good at it. I think that's my next project. Is because that is supposed to be the foundation of what society is built on, okay? And the people who I believe who wrote the Constitution were educated, but they're also in touch with the people in general, their neighbors, their families, and people in their community. There were farmers. There were, you know, bar owners. There were, you know, whatever. They did lots of things. But anyways, my point is that today we have this plague called lawyers that are being put into positions of power to write legislation to affect our everyday lives instead of reading what was already written down for us to abide by.
And very simply,
it's
so
crazy.
It's very simple, you know, and I've said many times, you know, we have, I think they misinterpreted the welfare clause and it's set up a welfare state, set up retirement funds, set up a medical, you know, Medicare, Medicaid, the poor veteran soldiers that march off to fight the phony wars for the corporate state, they're blown to hell in a handbasket if they're lucky to come back at all, and they get treated worse than the garbage to be taken out of the VA hospital at the end of every day. I mean, this, Abdul, this they don't seem to get it, that you just can't do whatever you want. See, this is one of the prime reasons that we've been programmed with the term democracy for over a decade. Democracy, okay, what's the vote in a democracy? Well, 51% wins. No, that's why we rejected. It was plainly talked about by our founders. I mean, and the skimmers and the scammers were already in there going, well, you know, George, you really need to be king. Yeah, you need to set yourself up exactly right. How England set themselves up. And he goes, no, I'm not going to do that. So we set up a representative government. And Abdul, what a beautiful creation it was to geographically break down. We've got a United States of America here, but it's broken down now 50 sovereign states. Keyword sovereign. They're a member of the Confederation, supposedly flying under the American flag. But there's a reason why they have their own state flags. There's a reason why they have their own state constitutions. And that was a check and balance against the federal government if they ever got a little haughty and start nebby-nosing and pushing their way into the states. All this was plainly spelled out by the founders when they did the Declaration of Independence and created the Constitution and had their fistfights. Yes, folks, the founders drawing up the Constitution literally came to blows. Because there were people in there that didn't agree with this, and they were willing to throw down. And I mean, it was an exciting time when you create a new state or a new nation, let's say. But
to your point about, you know, fighting and stuff like that, I had that conversation with my friends maybe a couple months ago. They're talking about, oh, you know, people are disrespectful and mean and be presidential and all this stuff. And you know, it's okay to lie about people and slander people's name. Back in the 1700s, 1600s, you couldn't slander anybody's name. That means you had to pick up these two pistols, take 10 steps about face, and shoot each other on your word. We've gotten so far from that now because of lawyer speak that you could say anything, lie about anybody, destroy their careers and their lives and their family's lives just on a lie. And that is the craziness that is going on right now. And I think the lawyers and lawyers being in office and ascending in Congress are the biggest issues I have personally, because I see they can manipulate the English language to be whatever they want it to be. Now, to make a quick point about that lawyer speak, the words, the English words and terms that the lawyers use aren't what they mean to us in common language. Here's something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
So people need to realize that you're not just dealing with the law and the English language. You're dealing with a completely different entity that will destroy you if you don't know the meaning of those words and how to use them.
And Abdul, there are those that actually believe that they try to rewrite history and they try to destroy the written history or the written record. To that point, old Abe Springsteen. he was a political animal. He's portrayed as just being an aw shucks cabin lawyer. Couldn't be further from the truth. And it's rather fascinating because what was Abe? Well, he was a lawyer. And the original 13th Amendment, yes, folks, there was a 13th Amendment before 1860. And what it did was forbade peoples of titles of nobility, ergo esquires, lawyers, you name it, from actually seeking and taking public office. Reason being, why would you complicate a constitution that's so simple to understand, and why would you try to lawyer it up? Okay, why would you want to word speak it? And I pointed this out, and nobody's ever made a comment to me about this. A couple of years ago, a period film on Abe Lincoln. And half, I swear to God, when I had to see this movie. So I went to the theater with my wife, and we're sitting there. And half of the movie is, Mr. President, we need a 13th Amendment. Hold on here. There was a 13th Amendment prior to Abraham Lincoln taking office. And as I said, Abdul, it was that 13th Amendment that forbade people from getting in there and lowering everything up. And I, in fact, a very kind gentleman came by. It's one of those gifts that, well, it just keeps on giving. Gave me one of the original pocket constitutions dated 1860. And lo and behold, what was in there? That 13th Amendment that somehow that Lincoln didn't recognize we had one already. So it's the written record that's important, and they can't even flush that down the toilet. You know, I mean, it is that simple. It was supposed to be common for the common man out there. It was common sense. It was common law. And we didn't have to lawyer speak it, and we did, sure as hell, didn't have to include how businesses do business with business and make that apply to the individual citizen. And then after you've screwed him by attaching this middleman currency for the express purpose of emptying out the real wealth in this country, you know, call it a tax. It's easier for people to get their minds wrapped around and go, oh, there's a tax on using the United States federal law. Yes, there is. And it's literally bankrupted this country as well as the rest of the world. I am sitting here waiting for my big fat Christmas present, Abdul. I hope on Christmas morning everybody wakes up and goes, damn, you know, I wished I could have got the kids more gifts. Or, gee, I wished I could have had the opportunity to pay the mortgage on the house rather than spend it on Christmas gifts one time a year. Wow, I get it now. You know, if we didn't have funny money, we'd all be, Abdul, you and I'd be set, man. And we literally would, because we wouldn't have,
absolutely,
we wouldn't have this machinations of all the taxations and everything else, and the government needs money. Yeah, they need to tax money, but what they're doing to us is they're borrowing money against future revenues of this country, which this country is not going to be around if they keep doing this. It is so damn simple. And these words, this little brief exchange between you and I, if it was heard by the masses, maybe we'd have a new dawn tomorrow in this country.
It's coming. It's coming. I feel it.
Brother, I'm telling you, it better come.
Two quick points, John. One, I think people, a lot of Muslim bashing and Islam-hating people, the jihadi nonsense out there, people need to go look at their tax code and what the Islamic law is for taxes. And compare that to United States tax and tell them which taxes they want. Okay, that's one point. Second point, back in that 1800s time period of Abraham Lincoln and the 13th Amendment and all that crazy Civil War, people were always trying to put slaves at the forefront of the issue. That's not the real issue. To that note, people don't realize that child slavery and child labor was a huge thing at that time, and the Catholics controlled that whole trade with child labor. And that's how Minnesota and Minneapolis and St. Paul actually got started, because of a Catholic bishop, John Ireland. He had a lockdown on child labor throughout the country. One of the richest persons in the entire country at that time, as quiet as it is kept. People need to look that up and look at the history of that. I didn't realize what type of state I lived
but
in.
No, Abdul, that's an inconvenient truth that the people really don't want to look at true history in this country. You know, those words that you just spoke, you know, if we went back to the true roots of slavery in this country, we would discover that, you know what, there are as many slaves in the North as there was the South. And the slave business was rapidly, just as you see it today, let me explain it this way. Just as you see the replacement of jobs by robots. Why? They do a more consistent job, a hell of a lot more efficiently. Now, some people don't like the idea of that. Well, that's I understand that, but if you still enjoy churning your butter by a butter churn and standing there beating the crap out of a bunch of cream, that's a good idea, I guess. But, you know, as technology comes in, as we put it to use, there are going to be a job market out there. Not every job can be handled by a robot. And by the way, who's going to be around to fix the robots? Who's going to be doing the programming? And there's a whole new set, a job set out there that needs to be filled. Now, it's not perfect, and there's some lag time here, but my God, how selective. You know, what got me is when I started to see the communist/socialist, we want to change and we hate capitalism, ergo I hate my country and I hate the history of it, and I hate the Constitution because it's actually written there that the government is supposed to secure a Republican form of government, and that's not a party. Mm-hmm. That is based on freedom and liberty by the tenets and of the Constitution. Holy mackerel. Mm. But they came out with this.
Right back there.
Yep. And they come out with this silly thing. Well, you know that rebel flag is really oppressive, you know, the misogynistic racial and, you know, and people are buying this because their ability or the reminders of other people going, excuse me, that's not correct. Here's the true history. Mm-hmm. Look it up. There's nobody in this information flow out there that is doing this. Nobody. By the way, this Judge Roy Moore, you will never hear the man say democracy. He refers to this country as being a republic. Mm. Now, we just need...
Yeah, I bet you they hate that.
Oh, brother, I'm telling you what, there's a lot of vinyl sucking up off the chairs in Washington, D.C. right now. I guarantee it.
And by the bars and stars, or stars and bars, whatever you want to call it, I know a lot of black folks down south that be waving that around and have it tattooed on them and all that stuff. So people need to get their facts straight and their history straight, especially these northern black folks that don't have a clue of the history of the South.
Well,
I lived it.
Well, and you know what's fascinating to me? It finally became abundantly clear to people how Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton was being treated when they were still doing the race baiting. I mean, literally, blacks were crowding around them and going, excuse us, can you please just get the hell out of town? We know who you are. You're selling racism, and that's been your whole grand play all these years. And I liked what Morgan Freeman said during that interview, which I played many times. Mm-hmm. You want to get rid of racism? Stop talking about it. Quit dividing us with it. Quit dividing us. And maybe one day in this country, a black man will look at a white man and go, oh, he's a man, and vice versa. But there are reasons why people are still prejudicial. And those are being reinforced on a daily basis.
Right. And to tell you one thing, I listened to Mike Rivera before you, and he mentioned 3M is in big trouble for dumping toxic waste all throughout the metro of the Twin Cities here. Now, are they racist? They're killing everybody with the stuff.
They're killing equally everybody. So no, that's not racist.
Exactly.
That's just a corporate tactic, because then they'll be told that you got to pay fines. Now, rather than told that they've got to do the cleanup, they'll just be fined by some governmental agency, and they'll pay the fine because it'll be cheaper than actually cleaning up. This happened in the St. Clair River up there in Detroit. Dow Chemical, they actually witnessed, there was a diver down there doing something, retrieving something in the Detroit River. And you got to be careful because there's a pretty swift current because it connects Huron with Lake Erie, so all that volume of water is moving to feed the lower Great Lake. Well, he was down there and he saw what he best described as being luminescent green globs rolling along the bottom of the river, and it was coming from Dow Chemical. And they were fined. They were not told to clean the stuff up or stop what was polluting the water. They were just given fines. And again, and again, you know, let's pull all this out of the corporate world or the commerce world and how all of that mechanization works. And it's a difference between what's right and what's wrong.
Exactly.
And in those simple, common terms, without having lawyers.
Well, thank you for your time, John.
Oh, Abdul, I appreciate it. By the way, you're going to continue with the program on the weekend. What time slot is it?
It's 6 p.m. Central Time, Saturday.
There you go. And we're hopefully, hopefully you're going to stick around.
All right, I'll do my best to stick around. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Abdul.
All right, bye now.
Yeah, you want to get rid of racism? Morgan Freeman says, stop calling me black. There's a damn good idea. And isn't it ironic? Who was it? Was it, oh gosh, this is stretching the old memory capacity here. Who was it that, was it Abe Lincoln that said a house divided can't stand? And what did he do? He simply divided the country. by one of those people would have been kept out if somebody was paying attention back in 1860. To keep the old phony Republican, Mr. Springsteen, out of office because he was a damn lawyer. But it was this hoaxy old shuckums that was promoted by the press. Ah, but that's not the rest of the story. If you go back historically and look at newspapers, and not everybody was on board with Mr. Abe Springsteen. Got a caller there? George in San Francisco. Hello, George.
Hey, John. It's been a while. Well, let's see. Did you ever get the feeling that if Harvey Weinstein ran Silicon Valley, its primary output would be breast implants?
Oh, gosh. You know they're going to cook you and fry you in San Francisco. You do know that.
You got to be real careful around here. It's like being in the remake of the body Invasion of the Body Snatchers, which was ironically set in San Francisco. And if anybody sees you wearing a flag or a red MAGA hat or anything like that, they're going to start screaming just like in the movie, like you're some sort of alien when... I try to remind people, where this is a union town, that, you know, the Constitution is a union contract, the state of the union. What is the purpose of union contracts? Well, it's to prevent exploitation. What is the Constitution does? Well, it prevents exploitation by big states against small states against big states, the federal government against the state government. All these checks and balances.
Yeah, George, I agree with you, but that's kind of stretching it by going, yeah, it's a union thing, as in union of today. Different meaning.
Well, yeah, not so much union of today, but the principle is still the same. It's there to kind of like protect people from each other. And like you were talking about the democracy, it's about, you know, protecting minority opinions from majority exploitation.
Do you just use the term democracy?
Ah, sorry.
See?
No, this is Republic Broadcasting Network.
No. Your country is a republic, not a democracy, George. Did you listen to anything I just said in the last 45 minutes?
No, I'm not saying. No, I know it's not. I was talking in a democracy. I wasn't saying.
I thought the foo-foos might have put the cotton in your ears out there in San Fran.
No.
All right.
Anyway, I wanted to say thank you because we just saw The Circle. And I wanted to let everyone know that if you're live like me and you save up your pennies for Republic Broadcasting to send it in, you know, you can if you've got Amazon Prime, you can watch it free this month, which is what we did. It is free if you have Amazon Prime. If you don't have Amazon Prime, you can get it free for a month. And then you can watch The Circle free.
Okay. You know, by the way, Amazon Prime, I just saw Top Gear has come back. And it's been renamed, but it's on Amazon Prime.
What is renamed?
You remember the series, BBC series Top Gear?
Top Gear, I never saw it. No, I guess I'll have to check it
out. Okay, Well, don't feel alone. Only 100 million people worldwide used to watch the show. Okay. I understand you're pretty isolated out there in California. But,
indeed.
Yeah. I forget the name of the new show, but the trio is back together. It was highly enjoyable because you got through their eyes and their actions things you would never be able to do, like drive a car 200 mile an hour plus, or know and find out and experience the world's supercars. You and I can barely get a glance of them. They used to plant their cheeks in these things and beat the snot out of them. It was a rather highly entertaining show.
Like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I thought the circle, you know, the ending of the circle was a little bit creepy and mediocre, but could have been better. And that's probably why it didn't get the highest ratings. But I have to chime in with you and say it's really an important film for people to see. Because, I mean, living here in the Bay Area where it's set, it is kind of creepy. And because what's going on is creepy.
Yeah. Well, there was also, wasn't Star Chamber, Mike, wasn't Star Chamber done in San Francisco? I thought it was, with Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas has done a lot of films, a lot of things in San Francisco, including the streets of San Francisco.
Right.
So it might have very well have
Jeez.
Been, yeah.
The days when men were men, women were women, cars were cars, and rice was rice.
There were only two sexes, not LBGQ, LMNOP, whatever.
And this is social engineering at its most rottenest. I mean, it really is.
That's what the film was. It was really about. I saw it as a socialist, social media driven dystopia in progress.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they're using social media in a creepy way to promote a socialist agenda.
There you go. Now people are starting to catch on, and the little millennials and the ones behind them are getting literally their brains sucked right out of their heads. I mean, it's like watching somebody's mind being emptied by a mind-emptying machine. It for all the information that's there, they're somehow they just become overloaded. They don't know where to look, and they don't know what they're looking at when they do see it.
You know, one of the things I'm trying to talk to people, we have to kind of use their language to open them up. When you talk to people here in this town, you know, grown up under Common Core type education, and you mention freedom or liberty, it's like I don't know that it really means anything to them. Now, if I use a term such as, you know, individual sustainability.
Oh, then bingo.
Now you begin to approach what liberty is. It's individual sustainability, and it is leverage against, you know, anybody trying to make you do something, you know, because you need what they have. If you have individual sustainability, you have the leverage to say no. No, I don't need what the government has. I don't need what this company has. I don't need what this, you know, what these so-and-so or whatever has. But beyond that, you know, we use this term sustainability, and life really is about more than sustainability. Life is about flourishing. A forest doesn't sustain itself. It flourishes, and everyone to have the opportunity to flourish, and that's what I think the Founding Fathers meant by the pursuit of happiness. It's the ability to flourish, you know, and go beyond what you thought you could do. It's the freedom to excel as well. That's really what it was all about, what it's all intended. Without individual sustainability, without liberty, you can't, it's hard to stand up and make any of that happen.
Well, what used to be sustainable as parents, and that meant a mother and a father, female and male, not two daddies, not two mummies, not subjecting your kid to all kinds of machinations and screwy logic to have them sit in public schools, which all the taxpayers are paying for, to further confound and confuse their little lives. It's very simple. Biologically speaking, this is the maxim. If you've got an innie, you're a female. If you've got an outie, you're a male.
Yeah.
Pingo. Period. But here's been the breakdown. And they were successful over a number of generations of clouding the minds of the people that would become the parents, that knew which end was up, that understood that there was a day that nobody was confused about sexuality, If you had bumpies, chances are you were female. If you didn't have bumpies, chances are you were male. If you had a beard, you were a male. If you had a beard, well, you might have been postmenopausal. I don't know. I'm making light of this, and I don't really mean to.
No, I mean, you're right. I mean, it's what this is all leading to is, I think, is the agenda that, you know, to make it the popular meme that heterosexuals are losers.
Yeah.
And, you know, well, and that
and but, you know, and look back at the 70s. They're actually rerunning Archie Bunker on TV now. And to look at this, hell, when I was a kid, I was watching, I was laughing. I thought it was funny. Here's this old dude that can't spell right, can't speak right, and look at the funny ideas he has. That was specifically done so people would laugh at people like Archie Bunker. There were still a hell of a lot of Archie Bunkers out there that were a hell of a lot more educated and more talented than Mr. Bunker. But that was just one of the original cut-down programs of what this country used to be. You know, we had a little socialist meathead in there living with his girlfriend, Archie's daughter. But every damn time, and it wouldn't be, I mean, it was just absolute mind-numbing, mind-changing crap. And this has been going on for 40, 50 years. And the real legacy, and the real legacies, how the Indians used to do this was not by written text. It was stories from the parents, from the grandparents to the parents to the children. They would grow, they would have children. It was the elders, it was the wise ones. They did this by relating the story. What we have had here is history interrupt us in this country. And the people that are supposed to be telling our children the stories, they don't even know where they're at. They don't even know what the hell they are.
You remember the generation gap in the 60s? Just, you know, this whole thing was to, you know, by the time people get to be older, they've been through some of the cons that these people throw out on us in life, you know, and they recognize the con job when they're hearing it. And so by marginalizing elder generations, it's a way of keeping the younger generation who don't have the experience to listen and hear, hey, you know, we were fooled by these people before. We were fooled, right, you know, by this. And then they don't listen. They get fooled again, and then they get to be the same age. And by this time, they've got fluoridated water, and they've got aluminum in their system.
George, any more time, you're going to have to get your own shell.
Gotcha. Okay, right. Thanks.
All right, by the way, before you go,
yes,
on Amazon Prime, the new renamed Top Gear show is called The Grand Tour. Take a look at it, and then you'll find
I've seen some of that. It's very interesting.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I have seen there. Right. Yeah, it's very, very interesting.
Very clean entertainment, and I have an idea that these guys are really sexist at heart. Go, boys.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, George. I appreciate your call. Gary in Arkansas. Hello, Gary.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Last night I heard you talk about the police officers and what's going on in the country with them, and I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
Now, there's a really interesting legal case in North Carolina that was brought forth by Rod Class, where all state employees are actually employees of a corporation. I don't care if it's... Hell, my county judge is incorporated. The county sheriff is a corporation. Anyway, the individual people that fill those positions are working as independent contractors, and no, they do not have the so-called government protection blanket that they all claim you can't sue City Hall and all this other stuff.
You mean the terms like qualified immunity?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And another thing that kind of bothers me is I listen to almost every one of the talk shows is that they're doing a good job peeling the onion back. But there's one layer they haven't touched yet, and that's the layer of the difference between the Constitution of 1776 and the so-called now U.S. Constitution, which is the bylaws of a corporation. That's how all these corporations interlock, federal, state, local. And I'll tell you right now, Mr. Trump does not have an American citizenship. He had to relinquish his American citizenship to become a foreign national to work for USA Inc., which is a foreign national corporation. And the question is, who in the hell are the stockholders?
It ain't you and me, I can guarantee
you. No, we aren't.
That's right.
There was 100 shares issued supposedly in the last incorporation.
Is this information coming from? Is this coming from Rod Class?
Yep.
I'd have to look into it a little bit more, Gary, because there's some things. There's some things.
Let's say that he boxed the appeals court in Washington D.C., the highest appeal court in the land.
Yeah.
Was being coached by the Supreme Court and the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, and they had his filings and all of his paperwork sealed. He had them in a legal box.
Yeah. Gary, I'm running out of time here. I just literally have a minute.
I'm sure you are. I'd love to sit and talk to you for about 2 hours about
okay.
this.
Okay.
I don't know this stuff as well as Rod Class does.
Well, and there's some...
I can give you enough information
yeah, I understand.
To whet your appetite.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you, Gary. By the way, even I'm looking here at Fox News... Alabama Senate nail-biter, why this election is so hard to predict. They even themselves, Fox News poll released yesterday, showed Democrat Doug Jones leading Republican Roy Moore by a comfortable 10 points. It was a lie. The same damn thing Fox News did with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And then everybody, well, Fox was mildly surprised, while the rest of the communists out there were furious. They believe their own crap, and Fox News. I will say this again, folks. That's the neocon network. You get comfortable watching these people passing themselves off of being some sort of conservative because they touch that third rail every once in a while, called true conservatism or constitutionality. They don't stay on those rails very long. It would fry them to death. Laura in Michigan. We got about a minute left here. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead, Laura.
For Judge Roy Moore, they need to get out the blacks and the white college-age women, college-educated women. That just shows you, do not send your girls to college, because then they'll vote for pro-abortion, pro-homosexual.
I understand the point, yes.
Yeah. I always laugh at Hannity. He goes, breaking news. He's telling us things that are happening. And I think we've known about this stuff for a year and a half from RBN.
Bingo.
He thinks it's breaking news.
Well, and Sean is, you know, I didn't shake his hand at the 2004 Republican National Convention. You know, and one of these days I'm going to have the opportunity to ask him if he remembered that, because I shook his partner's hand, Alan Combs, that was more straightforward and he was more honest than Sean Hannity ever was. Sean Hannity is the best conservative tool that money can buy. Let me just put it to you that way. And we have been beating the crap out of him for a number of years. Go ahead. What?
Yeah. Do you remember when the women reporters wanted access to the locker rooms of the football players?
Yeah.
Yeah, they forget about that.
Yeah.
And all right. Those, you know.
Laura, we're out of time, dear. I thank you for your call. That'll do it for us today. Jeff Bennett is coming up next, and I think he's got some pretty good information on some financial stuff. And that's the service of Republic Broadcasting. Jeff is also up there to sell gold and silver, which is cheaper right now than it's been in a very long time. Knowing what's coming, folks, there's your Christmas gift, cheap gold and silver. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.